Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Welcome back to Too Long Did Read It, everyone's favorite deep dive, exploration, excavation, uncovering, when you put pinch the pimple to get the goop out into Reddit.
Extractions?
Yeah, extractions.
I liked it.
I have to admit, I've been hooked by pimple popper videos.
Oh, my mom's obsessed with them.
Why do I like that?
Maybe because it's cleaning stuff out.
And it's like, how big will the goop be?
Well, I think maybe you're also like, wow, they're really getting a lot out.
We gotta end this conversation.
Sorry.
But y'all can see my disgusted looks on Patreon.
That's true.
On Patreon.
This is our first time where the whole video of this episode is behind the paywall at Patreon. And for only $3 in a month, you get every JBU episode ad-free with video for the Reddit episodes.
Woo! Hello. So you'll be able to see us. And you can see what my hat says. Maybe I'll wear a different hat every time.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And then it'll just be like a little treat for you to see what my hat says. This is a fun hat I got in New York at Chelsea Market from a girl who knew us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, who recognized us and knew JBU.
That's so nice.
So if you're the one person listening, you know what the hat says. But everyone else won't.
But to be clear, if you're not able to commit to Patreon at this point, Monday's episodes will remain free.
Yes.
For everyone, and only Wednesday's episode is behind the paywall. But then you also get the video if you, whatever. This is a whole new transition. I'm uncomfortable, but please subscribe to Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Also, I want to say, and I know that this is going to be harrowing for Allison. And basically, if you want to support in another way, like with your body, you can get our merch at justbetweenuspod.com or at allisonraskinexposed.com. We have mugs, shirts, and stickers. We also ship internationally now at internationalquestion.com.
Oh, my
with
God.
Your body.
Yeah, because you're going to wear it. It's a joke, because you're going to wear it.
Okay.
And then also, if you want to send us merch ideas, please do. You can also go to Discord and our subreddit, and you can watch us on YouTube at youtube.com/justbetweenus. Wow, this show has everything.
A lot of business up top.
That's what I wrote. I wrote, this show has everything.
Okay, now it's time to dive into the goods, into the juicy pus of it all.
Allison Raskin.
So this is sort of a dating themed episode, because I just found myself down that track on Reddit, and I found the subreddit called Dating Story.
Okay.
And OP writes, have you ever been used as revenge bait?
Wow.
First, let's answer. Do you think you've ever been used for revenge?
Definitely.
Really? Tell me more.
I mean, I think like in the queer world, sometimes it's like you can hook up with your ex's ex, or you can, you know, sort of start dating someone who like the other person maybe dated or knew or whatever. So there's a lot of room for that kind of thing.
Oh, I felt like it was that the vibe was like, we're all cool with each other, but people are doing it out of revenge.
Yeah, both. It's a little bit of both. You know what I mean? It's a little of both. I'm just going to turn, I'm like, you know, the gay community has a really good reputation of being sort of like, you know, high-minded and friendly. And I just want to say that we are on the warpath.
Okay.
Have you ever been used as revenge?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Have I used other people for revenge? Perhaps.
Tell me more.
I said perhaps. It doesn't actually exist.
I'm so sorry. Why did you think she would ever tell us?
I'm sorry. Because I'm a fool. Okay.
One day, you know, sometimes you get
stories. Yeah, at some point when I least expect it. Maybe after my colonoscopy next month.
What?
getting a colonoscopy.
Okay.
And an upper endoscopy.
So the not to go with the theme of removal of things, but you know what I mean? It's sort of like the pimple popping, but from your throat and your butthole.
A little, yeah. I'm very afraid. I've never had a colonoscopy before.
Well, you're out for it, aren't you?
Well, so what's really nice is my gastroenterologist, I saw her in July, and she, in July? I don't know, I saw her, but she was basically like, you know, like, I don't want to just assume that what you've already been diagnosed with, which is like IBS and acid reflux and stuff, is all that's happening. So I think that we should just go in and really see everything so we can rule everything out instead of just making assumptions.
Mm. Okay.
And I was like, that's amazing.
I think I need to go to this doctor too.
Yeah. She's Dr. Abbasi.
Okay.
Okay. High recommendation.
I then saw a TikTok that convinced me for about a week that I had colon cancer.
No, you don't. I'm wishing that you don't.
Yeah, I was like, how do you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the person posting it had it, and she seemed fine now.
Oh, my God. I don't want to say anything to freak you out, but that is what killed my grandmother.
Okay.
Why would you say that?
Sorry. She was older.
I don't want to say anything, and then you proceed to say it.
Have we met?
Yeah, that's Gabe's whole thing.
I know. I just want to call you out on
it. Sort of my thing.
But I'm really worried because historically with the colonoscopy, you have to drink a lot of that gross liquid.
Yeah, you do.
Which is like going to make me throw up. So I was supposed to get like a pill instead, but then my old insurance denied it. But now I'm going to be on John's insurance.
Yeah, that good ass
insurance.
And so
I'm hoping that they'll approve it.
Wow.
Because if I have to drink that stuff, I won't be able to.
Man, the American healthcare system, what basically this all rounds up to is universal healthcare.
And when they're like, we don't want to approve this because there's no reason to approve it. It's like, the reason is I will vomit if you don't approve
it. Here's the thing. You drink it, you go, and you just throw up on them.
The insurance?
Yeah, on the insurance. Because here's what I did. I was very sick. My parents love this story. I was very sick as a child. And I was in the hospital, actually, for a little while in the third grade. We don't have time. But I was sick, and I went to the doctor, and they were like, it's a long wait. And my parents were like, or the ER, I think. They were like, it's a long wait. My dad was holding me. He's like, I don't know. She's super sick, whatever. Also, if you're watching this, I used to be a girl. And so they're like, she's super sick, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, like in and out of it. And they were like, I'm sorry, you have to wait. And at, like on cue, my dad said, she was like, I'm sorry, you have to wait. And I turned and projectile vomited all over the desk. And then they let us go in.
That's nice.
And I remember it because what I vomited was yellow Gatorade. Oof. So it was like especially heinous.
This whole episode.
Sorry, I'm
gross.
Sorry.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
The gross
read the Reddit. Read the Reddit. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. My first boyfriend in high school cheated on me with a very promiscuous girl in school because I was a virgin at the time and refused to have sex with him.
Okay, there's a lot of slut shaming going on, but that's fine.
We don't love that, but okay. I found out. Of course, I broke up with him.
Well, sure.
Fast forward 28 years later, my ex reached out to me on Facebook and asked me out on a date.
What?
I hesitated and eventually said yes. We went to a lovely restaurant and had a great time. We caught up on each other's lives. He told me that he was living with a woman, but they broke up and she moved out of state. He explained she still had a few things at his place, but no big deal. Their relationship was over.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
Nope. Do not believe. Never believe it.
I asked him if there was anything else he had to tell me, and he said no. We had a great time, took selfies, and posted our reunion date pictures on social media for the fun of it. It was his birthday.
Okay.
It's shocking to me. Okay.
Okay, here's what I thought was going to happen was they were going to go to the restaurant, and she was going to be like, I'm actually still a virgin. Bye.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of funny.
That would be a cool
Mostly
power
funny,
move.
Yeah.
It was a great date, so we decided to meet for coffee the next day. Less than 5 seconds after leaving with our caramel macchiatos, a friend of mine called to tell me that there was a very upset woman on my Facebook page calling me all kinds of BS and other unflattering names. Seconds later, my ex received a call. At this point, he is arguing with the woman he said he broke up with. At some point, he shouts on the phone to her, "Well, you cheated on me on my birthday last year." Some things never change, and some people never grow up. This guy was well in his 50s, still playing childish games. Relationship coach Benjamin Zulu says, sometimes your ex tries to come back to see if you are still stupid.
Whoa.
I won't be chewing my gum twice.
Wow.
A lot of cool phrases I didn't know before reading this post.
Honestly, I'm not mad at him.
Interesting. Tell us more.
On Method, I feel like he should have brought the OP into the story, like let
into
them
the
know
scheme.
Into the scheme. But I appreciate what he did to,
because he was like, "Let me get back together with my high school ex, because like, that'll really rub it in."
On his birthday,
yeah. Where was she on his birthday?
Probably still cheating again.
Yeah, but then he's a cheater too. So it was like he didn't change his stripes. You know what I mean?
I've never heard this expression "chew gum twice."
I know, I really love
that.
Have
you heard it?
No.
No, I really liked it. Yeah, this is maybe a Southern person, because all Southern people have a lot of really fun sayings. Okay, I just saw this, and I sent it to my boyfriend, actually. This is a tweet by Abiola. This therapist just said, "It's not that you're attracting toxic people. Toxic people aren't picky. They go to everyone. You letting them stay is the issue that needs to be worked on. And this makes so much more sense than you're broken, and that's why you're attracting broken people." And I was like, oh, it's me.
Well, it's interesting. It's like, what are you willing to tolerate?
Exactly. And my tolerance is too high.
But you're working on it.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely am. But I had never seen it phrased like that. And I was like, right. You're not. So I would argue you're not stupid if your ex tries to come back, or you're not, you know, if you let them in. But toxic people are going to everyone, and you just happen to be the person who says yes. And you have to stop being the person who says yes.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you all about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Right before I found out about this project, my mom made an offhand comment about wanting to write a memoir because she had such a wild childhood and there are all these things she's never really talked to us about. But asking someone to sit down and write a memoir is kind of daunting. So then I got her MyLifeInABook.com, and now she's getting prompts to answer on a weekly basis, and it's a lot easier than just undertaking an entire memoir. I'm so excited to see what my mom does with MyLifeInABook.com because she's someone who doesn't always feel comfortable just sharing about herself, but having these prompts and knowing that I really want to hear her answers is going to inspire her to probably share more with me about her life and her upbringing than I've ever been shared with before. So I'm so excited for that. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code JUSTBETWEENUS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code JUSTBETWEENUS for 10% off today.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think that not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com. TRUVAGA.com and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's TRUVAGA.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Well, speaking of therapy, I finally have a post from therapy subreddit.
Oh, nice.
And it's three things my therapist said this week that plucked my heartstrings, further proving I don't pay this man enough.
Oh, that's really sweet.
These are really lovely. So the first one was, I feel like escapism is your biggest coping mechanism. Your mind is uneasy, so you go somewhere fantastical, somewhere better.
Of course. Why do you read books otherwise?
Exactly. I know. I don't know if I feel like escapism is so bad.
It's not bad. It's like, go to the Lord of the Rings. Who cares?
I guess it depends if you're like avoiding everything in your life, but if like you also just like sometimes want to escape, that seems fine to me.
Me too.
The next one. Elaborate when you say weird. Can I tell you my opinion? I think you're trying to make yourself digestible to me. Likeable. You're uncomfortable and it's evident, but you're trying to make me laugh and you relax when I do. Why is it okay for me to be happy, but not you?
I've heard someone say
goodbye.
That before.
I'm on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Which part about for me to be?
Elaborate when you say weird part.
You say that. Not, you don't like saying normal. You like saying common or uncommon.
Yeah, I don't like the word normal.
Yeah.
Weird I like, I guess.
I was going to say, you say weird all the time.
I like say weird all the time.
But I'm wondering if he's taking it as like, you know, someone's like, oh, it's weird. And it's like, is weird bad? Is like, what do you mean by that?
I think they're saying it as in like, it's a way to say something to downplay your actual emotions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, I'm so weird.
Yes.
Or like, yeah, totally.
It's apologizing for who you are.
Like, yeah, like when someone's like, I'm sorry, maybe I'm weird, but I care about this. And it's like, just say you care.
Yeah.
Wow. This one took me out.
This is a really good therapist.
This one really took me out.
Okay, this one will take you out too. The third one. Your existence is a valid one. And I don't want you to feel like you're burdening me by sharing what you're going through. I haven't known you long, but the fact that you don't feel that the world is brighter and warmer with you in it is very sad to me.
Holy crap.
Wow. It's interesting. Like, I feel like I'm having like a turnabout, or I'm having a come to Jesus moment or something about this kind of thing where, you know, for so long growing up, like I was always so annoying or obnoxious. Mm-hmm. And that's like the way I thought that people experienced me.
No.
And then like, you know, with like weddings, people like talk about you and say things. And like, I feel like lately people have been like describing me like as like infectious.
Yeah.
And that's like so the opposite of like how I grew up being talked about. And so to like shift to be like, oh, maybe I do like, maybe I am like a bright light for people instead of like sucking the energy out the way I feel like I used to.
No, it must be very surreal from the wedding to hear people talk about you and be like, wow, I really, cause like you hear from fans maybe, but like, you know, it's not often that you hear our friends say these things unless sort of like prompted or I don't know. Or
held
like
at gunpoint.
Yeah, exactly. Held at gunpoint. No, unless it's like your birthday or something.
Right.
I don't know. It's interesting. People, maybe you should say nice things to your friends more. People definitely get freaked out. Sometimes I'll be like really, I'll say something really nice to someone and it makes them uncomfortable. But I'm like, no, take it in.
There are certain people though where I feel like they say that about everybody.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then it doesn't feel genuine to me.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like,
yeah.
I like more of a sparing. No, I love compliments all the time. But there are certain people where it just feels like that's like their way to get people to like them.
Yeah.
Is to overly compliment
you. Sometimes with dating too, it's like a love bombing sort of thing. Not even a love bombing, but like a making you think that you're special. And I'm like, I see through this, but I'm 35. I see through this by now.
How many dates have you been on lately?
What's lately?
In the last month.
You showed up on my Bumble.
Oh my
God.
I put it in our group.
Yeah. What?
She put it in the group chat and I had a very funny response.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Well, I'm not on Bumble that much. Well, I don't really like Bumble.
Because Melissa said, should I swipe right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, swipe up, down, move it all around.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed this.
It was yesterday.
What? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm not on Bumble that much because that's the one I, sorry.
Yeah, but you are on our group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I went, there's a girl that's around. There's a new girl that's around.
Oh,
well, don't know about this person.
Yeah, but it's slightly chaotic. Well, I have to see. I'm worried that it's a falls into Gabe's old patterns situation. Mm. So I'm treading lightly.
Why are you still treading at all?
You know, that's a really good question. And you join Alex in that question.
Well,
I think this person speaks in very flowery ways, and I think a younger me would have been very taken in by that, and I've got my little guard up.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a friend. Could be a nice friend.
Yeah, friends are nice.
Yeah, I love friends. We hooked up already, but could be a friend.
You can hook up with friends.
Exactly.
Wow, I'm married. That's so wild. It's just like talking about it, you know? It's like, if things go well, I'm never dating again.
Yeah.
It's wild.
That's fun. I mean, I have a boyfriend and things are going really well with him and I love him so much. Just very different, sweet. You know? Where is he?
I said very sweet.
Oh, I was like, he's working, Melissa.
I was
going to
say, I'm pretty sure I know where he is.
He's working. He has a really important 9-to-5 job.
Well.
At Google.
You're gonna make us cut that later.
Every time mention Google. Yes, you do. Every time that you mention Google, you make us cut it out.
Okay, well, I'm not cutting that. It's just if I say what he is doing at Google. You'll get it.
All that will be cut.
No, it won't.
Gabe has a history of sharing so much on this podcast and then later being like, we gotta cut that. Yeah. It's like, just don't say it.
I'll learn one day. Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think the not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, TRUVAGA.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's TRUVAGA.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS.
Okay, another incredible subreddit I found today is called Mysterious Facts.
This is so up your alley.
Right?
This is right up your alley.
Okay, so this post, which has a very provocative image and drawing.
Wow. Oh!
I'm going to butcher this name, but it says, a man named Igor Tcharkovsky, assisted in over 20,000 underwater births. Eventually, he began experimenting with women giving birth in the ocean. In 1979, when preparing with his team for an underwater berth in the Black Sea, in a few feet of water, suddenly three dolphins approached the pregnant woman, pushed everyone out of the way, and took over.
What?
They scanned the length of her body up and down with sonar while relaxing the mother and swimming in circles around her. The mother gave birth to the child effortlessly, painlessly, and without fear. This began multiple projects with dolphin-assisted births that spread worldwide.
Okay, the first comment is so funny. It says, I'm sure a dolphin typed this. Okay.
Ooh, that's good.
Thanks.
Okay, so I also want to say I looked up this man, and he is called, he's Russian, he's called the father of sea births, and he's extremely controversial.
Ah, that's not surprising.
Extremely controversial.
Tell me more.
A New York Times article from 1995, a birth method stirs a debate. Then there's an article from 1996 that's like, he's faced with like sexual assault charges.
Oh, God.
But basically, there's like, even before that, people are like, I don't know about this. Is this real?
Well, this was in 79, it said. Also, one of the hilarious comments was, did she need a C-section spelled S-E-A?
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Okay, while I do think there are more natural ways to give birth, like, I understand that, I'm also like, okay, just from the photo alone, I knew this was some sort of propaganda.
Well, I don't think this is a fact, even though it's under mysterious facts.
Yeah. Yeah, like this photo, let me explain it. It's a cartoon drawing of a woman that is sort of like, I don't know how to explain it. It looks like a wood carving maybe, but it's not. It's a painting. And she's pregnant. She's wearing an orange bikini and she's holding her hands out and she's underwater with her head up. And there's dolphins next to her and they're scanning her with their eyes. And
with
there's
the
little
sonar.
White dots to scan her with sonar. And she looks peaceful.
But also, why is she wearing drawers if she's about to give birth?
Why is she wearing?
That's what I'm saying. She's wearing a bikini. Like, it's a little, it's like a woman trying to look sexy? Question mark?
I don't know about the sexy part. I'm just thrown off by the bottoms.
Like, yeah, you can't wear bottoms. So how's the kid going to come out? Maybe it catches him.
Okay, now there's a comment that says, that's nothing compared to the story of how NASA-funded scientists gave LSD to dolphins to study if they had telekinesis or if LSD made them smarter, but the dolphins kept getting horny.
I know. I read the rest of that. I don't. It's gross.
It's so gross.
Someone had sex with a dolphin. Anyway.
Yeah.
Add to the gross of the episode.
This is our grossest episode ever.
Literally.
Let's get it lighter. Less gross.
Okay.
Can I also just say,
I like when you glitch. Can I also just say that we were like, gross, 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 gross. And then therapy.
Yeah.
In the middle of all that, therapy.
Well, I want to return to the subreddit dad jokes.
Okay.
And read this little joke. A young man walks into a drugstore to buy condoms. The pharmacist asks how many. They come in packs of 4, 8, or 12. Well, the young boy says, I've been seeing this girl for a while now, and she's really hot. I think tonight's the night. We're having dinner with her parents, and after we're going out, and I got a feeling I'm going to get lucky. So can I get the 12-pack? Later that evening, he sits down to dinner with his girlfriend and her parents. He asks if he might give the blessing, and they agree. He begins the prayer, but continues praying for several minutes. The girl leans over to him and says, you never told me you were such a religious person. The boy leans back over to her and whispers, you never told me your dad was a pharmacist.
Oh my God.
Great. Terrific.
Perfect joke.
I love it.
I do too.
Perfect joke. But you know what? Me as a parent goes, it's so nice that you're using condoms. Hey there, champ. Good for you.
But 12?
12 condoms is a lot.
Well, that's also like, clearly, this boy has never had sex or knows anything about sex. He's like, what do? I put 6 of them on at once or how does it work? That's like the thing, speaking of NASA, where they had a thing where they were like, okay, so women are going to go into space. How many tampons would you need for like 3 days in space? And they were like, 100? And then women were like, what?
It's wild that I haven't had a period in like 10 years.
I stopped too. Are you on testosterone?
I'm just on this birth control where I just don't get it. But like, I'm worried that one day I'll have it again and it will be terrible.
Yeah, let me tell you, I don't miss it. Like, I stopped from testosterone and I literally will never look back. Wow. It's incredible.
It's really lovely.
Remember when mine was weeks late?
Yeah. And we thought you were pregnant.
How would you know?
We couldn't tell if you were joking.
I told you. I was very upfront about it.
She was serious.
Okay, here's the thing is that you say jokes in a serious way too, and that's how we never know.
Right. That's what makes it funny to me.
Yeah. It's the opposite of that therapy thing. It's like the therapist is like, you're making jokes. Why do I get to be happy and you don't? Melissa's like, I only get to be happy and no one else does. The joke, it's for me, baby.
We should play Reddit or not. Whose turn is it?
Is it Allison's turn?
Sure.
Sure. I will go with, how hard is it to build your own bed?
Oh.
Okay.
People probably love to build their own beds.
Right? Maybe.
Oh, are we going to find some weird bed that someone built that's like weird?
Well, how weird could a bed be?
It's like, I don't know. I'm imagining like it has like the devil and like snakes in it and stuff.
And you wouldn't like that?
Well, how well do I know this man from Grindr whose house I'm at?
Someone made a DIY sleep number.
How can you do that?
Yes, I clicked on that too. I was definitely shocked. You can make your own mattress?
After researching all things build your own bed, I was talking with a friend about sleep number beds. He said he loved the fact that he and his wife could customize the firmness on the fly, but was jealous of my DIY latex being all natural. It made me wonder what's inside a sleep number. So then they give dimensions and things that are actually in the sleep number and then describe how they can do it.
Okay, under our woodworking, sex-proof bed ideas, avoiding the squeak. And I would like to know as well.
Oh, so sex-proof, not in that it won't break, but that it won't make any noise.
Yeah. That it won't make any noise.
I love the sound effects Melissa supplies us.
Truly. Well, one, that it won't make any noise, and also it's good that it won't break.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care about a mattress. Like, I can, like, I never am like, oh, I hate this mattress. I hate this.
Really?
Like, I'm the same way.
I care about the pillow.
I care about... Okay, so my mattress, I got, like, a real cheap mattress, but then I get, like, a foam thing, then a memory foam, and then, like, a cover too, because I'm
why not just get a better mattress?
Because I can't clean a mattress.
Oh.
But I can clean all the stuff on top of it, and it's so comfortable. Like my bed, like you push it and it, like, I don't know, it just, like, you can see how comfortable it is. Yeah, and it's like thick too.
Yeah, I'm never like in a hotel being like, oh, I don't like this mattress, but like I have such specific pillow needs. And the pillows need to be almost non-existent.
Yeah, you've slept on a towel before.
I'll often sleep on a towel. No.
Allison doesn't like pillows.
I like a smushy, smushy pillow.
Small.
Yeah, but smushy.
So opposite of me. I want the biggest pillow imaginable.
I can't sleep at all.
What?
No, I can't sleep one lick.
Oh my God. I have 5 pillows on my bed and it's me, one person.
Oh my gosh. No, I have one pillow I sleep on and then I have one pillow I clutch to my body.
Instead of John?
I don't want to cuddle, and sleep is for sleep.
Aww.
It's hot.
Yeah. Ugh.
Sometimes I want to cuddle sleep.
I never want to. Mm-mm.
But sometimes we have to, like, okay, so it's like Alex and I both have autism. So like we want to cuddle sometimes, but sometimes we like really don't, but we want to still feel connected. So we'll just like hold ankles.
Lovely.
We'll just like cross our ankles over each other to sleep, or like we'll just have like one part of our body touching.
That's nice.
Like our one foot to the other foot, and then we sleep on our own sides. He's really cute, you guys.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. We will be back on Wednesday through Patreon for a full episode of Just Between Us. So if you want to listen to that, head over to our Patreon. It's $3 a month. Please sign up.
Patreon.com/JustBetweenUs. We really want to keep making this show. So any support you can give would be amazing.
Yes, we do need a certain level of support to keep going. So if you enjoy the full episodes, please consider joining. And on Monday, we will be back with another full episode of Too Long Did Read It that will remain free. But if you want to see it because you love video, then head over to Patreon.
And all episodes are ad-free on Patreon too.
Oh, nice.
And there's other little gifts, so check it out.
Ooh. We'll start posting the posts on Reddit on Patreon. We'll post more photos. It'll be pretty thrilling.
I'm on the Reddit already. It's Reddit r Just Between Us pod. I'm there like every day.
No, but post the links we talked about in this show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Sorry, I'm on the Discord and the Reddit, which honestly maybe sometimes makes people afraid to like say what they really think because they know I read it.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be there. It's not for you.
Yeah, but I like it.
Just Between Us is a Gallison production, hosted by me, Allison Raskin.
And me, Gabe Dunn.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions.
Edited by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
Brendan Burns composed our killer theme music.
Join our Patreon to watch full episodes and listen ad-free. The link is in the description.
And make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Discord, and Reddit.
We're everywhere.
Patreon, baby!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.